All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 134 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing a topic I call watch and pray. Watch and pray. And my anchor scripture will be taken from the book of Matthew 26, verse 41. I'll read from the King James Version. Matthew 26, 41. It says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I'll read it again. "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." May God bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. The backdrop for this scripture is that Jesus was about to be crucified. He was about to be taken by people that were sent by the Pharisees and the chief priests. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this was an instruction that he gave to his apostles. He told them to watch and pray. So I'm going to spend the rest of this podcast talking about these two ideas, because he said they needed to watch and pray so that they do not enter into temptation. Temptation is almost like a home. You can either enter into that home or you can stay away from that home. To not enter into that home, to stay away from that home, you need to watch and pray. So what does it mean to watch? To watch means to be on guard. Think of a watchman. A watchman is a person that guards a place, that is in constant surveillance mode. A person that is watching is very vigilant. Because I'm telling you, when you become a Christian, when you become a child of God, the devil is not just going to leave you alone and say, oh, you're good, don't worry. I'm not going to come after you. No. The thing is, when you give your life to Christ, when you become a child of God, it's almost like a target then gets painted around you. The devil is going to keep coming. He's going to keep coming. He's not going to leave you. Look at Jesus Christ. Even before his ministry started, did the devil leave him alone? No. A temptation came. One thing I want to comment on here is that many people believe that when you give your life to Christ, your life is going to be completely solid. There is no pain, there's no trial, there's no affliction, there's none of that. That is not true. It's a very common thing that is preached these days in Christendom. But that is not what the Bible says. Even the Bible says this, that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Affliction, pain, trials are part, they are a bona fide part of the Christian walk. So if anyone tells you that when you give your life to Christ, there's no pain that is coming, there's nothing coming, then that person is lying to you. That person is not telling you the truth. The Bible says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. See, that salvation you receive when you ask God, "Jesus, come into my life." And I'll offer you an opportunity at the end of this podcast. But that salvation you receive, beyond that salvation, there has to be a working out of that salvation. Let me ask you this. When you go to the gym and you work out, let's say you go on a treadmill for 30 minutes and you're running or something, does it feel painless? No. Your body feels some pain, but you know that there is a future gain from that discipline. So the Christian walk, a true Christian walk involves discipline, involves dealing with challenges. For you to deal with these challenges, you need to be on guard. You need to be vigilant. Again, please, I'm encouraging you, brethren. I'm telling you the truth. Don't fall for this doctrine of easy Christianity. Easy Christianity does not exist. There are going to be trials. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be afflictions. There's going to be pain. But the fact that there are trials and pain and affliction and everything, does that mean that God is going to leave you hanging? No. God is going to be here, standing with you, seeing you all through those trials and challenges. He's not leaving you alone. He has given you the Holy Spirit. When you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. He's going to help you. He's going to keep you through. But trials and afflictions are literally a part of the walk of a Christian. That's why you need to be on guard. That's why you need to watch. What else does it mean to watch? To watch means to be constantly ready for the Lord's return. To be constantly ready for the Lord's return. That's another meaning of watching. Are you ready for the return of the Lord? If Jesus were to come today, are you ready? How are you living your life? A person that is eagerly ready for the Lord's return will be living their lives every day like it's their last day. You know, for example, when a person is doing their last day on the job, they're like, wow, okay, let me do my very best. Even if I've been slacking off today, I'm going to do good quality work. That should be your lifestyle. It should not be something you do one day. It's something you should do every single day. Because the Bible says that Jesus Christ, when he returns again, he's going to come like a thief in the night. Something completely unexpected. When a thief comes, do you think the thief announces his coming? No. A good thief, when they're coming, you don't know. It is completely unexpected. It's something that just arises out of the blue. But the person that will be able to catch and spot a thief when he comes is a person that is watching, is a person that is ready. So are you ready for the Lord's return? How are you living your life? Are you obeying the word of God? Are you fulfilling the purpose for which God has called you? How are you living your life today? The Bible did not say that Jesus is a thief. It just said he's coming like a thief in the night. It will be very sudden. It will be very unexpected. Are you watching? Noah was on watch. When the flood came, he was ready. In fact, let me tell you this. A big characteristic of a person that is watching is that that person is ready. That person is ready. Those people are not taken unawares. There were many people that lived in the world during the time of Noah. But Noah was the person that was watching. He was looking. He was in tune with God. So when the flood came, he was already in the ark. He was not outside the ark. The people that stay in the ark, the people that are in the ark when the flood comes, are the people that are watching. The people that are not watching, when the flood comes, they'll be looking for the ark. But to find that ark, to be in that ark, you need to be watching. That person was prepared. You don't prepare for a hurricane when the hurricane comes. You prepare for a hurricane before that hurricane comes. You retrofit your home. You get things to cover your windows. You take many measures ahead of the hurricane. You don't know when the hurricane will come, but you know it will come. So you prepare for it. You know that when a hurricane comes, power may be knocked out. You don't start trying to look for a generator, an electric generator, when the hurricane comes. No, you acquire that electric generator years before the hurricane comes. You have gas in that generator years before the hurricane comes, because you do not know when that hurricane will come. You know that it will come, but when? You don't know. The Bible says, of the day and hour of the Lord's return, no one knows, not even the Son. It is only the Father that knows. Are you ready? Are you on the watch? Let me tell you this, brethren. The word watch is a state of mind. The word watch is your behavior, is your character. When people look at your life, do they see a Noah in you? Do they see a person that is on the watch? Do they see a person that is living every day ready, saying that, you know what? God could come 5 minutes from now. God could come 30 seconds from now. I am ready. Can you truly, in your chair, listening to this podcast, whilst you're driving, listening to this podcast, can you say to yourself, God, I am ready? Can you truly, truly say that? If you cannot say that, I'm encouraging you, check your life. You need to be on the watch. You don't want to be like those people that are outside of the ark. The people outside the ark, they perished. The people that were inside the ark were saved. The Bible talks about the unshakable kingdom. I believe in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 or Hebrews chapter 13, towards the tail end. The unshakable kingdom. You will not use that term if shaking was not going to be happening. But the people that will remain, the people that will not be shaken, are people that are watching, are people that are on guard, are people that are constantly ready for the return of the Lord. Watching means living a life of holiness and obedience. The Bible says, if you hear my words and you do them, you're like a man that built his house upon the rock. That person is watching. They heard the word, they obeyed the word. And because they heard the word and obeyed the word, they were like people that build their house on a rock. They did not build their house on sand. The people that built their house on the rock, they were people that were watching. There were people that knew that, oh, calamities will come. Disaster will come. The wind will blow. But they were ready because they were watching. Compare that to people that build their houses on sand. They heard the word of God, but they did not obey it. Obedience to the word of God is watching. They heard the word, but they did not obey. So when the wind came, when the billows tossed high, it blew their homes away. And the Bible says great was the crash. Great crash comes to people that do not watch. The people outside the ark, they were not ready. I'm telling you this, preparation, I'll say this again, preparation is a hallmark of the life of any true believer. When you see a person that really prepares ahead, that's a true believer. Preparation is literally baked into Christianity as a character trait. The first great preparation is preparation for the kingdom of God, that God will come. But also look at your life. Are you a person that is just taking unawares in many things? Look at your life. Look at it financially. Are you on the watch financially? You're in your working productive years. You get your salary at the end of the month. You blow that salary. You don't save. You don't do anything. When the hurricane comes financially, and it will come, it's not a curse. That is the way the world was designed. Are you going to be ready financially? The Egyptians, Joseph gave them good advice. He said, guys, a famine is going to come in the future. Let's save some percentage of what we have right now, what is coming in every year, so that when the famine comes, we can survive. That's watching. A person that is watching is preparing. The Egyptians prepared. When the famine came, Egypt was fine. In fact, the Bible records that people from all over the world came to Egypt to buy produce because of the famine. The people that prospered were the people that were prepared. The people that were prepared were the people that were watching. So I'm encouraging you today, brethren. You need to be on the watch. I'm obviously not going to finish this topic today. It's something that will have to go into episode 135. And will continue for as long as the Lord leads us. But I'm begging you, please, be on the watch. Be prepared. Don't be taken unawares. Do not be taken unawares. Be a watchman in your walk with God. Be a watchman in your Christian race. Be a watchman in your home. You a dad, be a watchman, be prepared. The world we live in now is a wicked world. Be a watchman in your home. You can't start dealing with problems in your home when they arise. A watchman dad, a watchman parent, sees the problem ahead of time and takes cover. The Bible says that the wise, they see trouble ahead and they take cover. The foolish, they walk on and they are punished. They get into that trouble because they were not watching. They were not focused. Look at the world we live in today, dads and moms. Look at what our children are walking into. Look at all the things that are going on in the world. You will be completely taken unawares if you are not watching as a parent. What kind of foundation are you laying down for your children? Are you laying down that foundation of prayer? Are you praying for them? Are you leading them in the way of the Lord? A parent that is watching is training up their child in the way they should go. So when they grow up, notice, look at the word of God. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he grows up, he will not depart from it. You don't train a child when he is old. You train a child when they are young, so that when the old time comes, they are ready for that old time. You are being a watchman. You are not waiting till they are old to start training them. You start training them when they are young, so that when they grow up, when that future comes, when that tough future comes, they are ready, because the right foundation has been laid. The right foundation has been laid. You're not taking unawares, because you are watching as a parent. So I'm encouraging you today, men, women, children listening to this podcast, watch. Watch. Watch has many connotations, but it's a very important lesson for every believer. And the Lord will help us as we watch, in the name of Jesus. So I said earlier in this podcast that you need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So that means you have to have that salvation in the first place. For you to have that salvation, you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need you. I need your forgiveness. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I believe you shed your blood and you died on the cross, and you rose again on the third day to set me free. You are knocking on the door of my heart. I've heard that call. I've heard that knock. I open the door of my heart unto you. Come into my life. Come and take charge. Be my Lord and my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to watch and pray. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to this podcast, including myself. I pray for the grace to watch and pray. I pray for the grace to watch and pray. We will not be taken unawares. We will not fall by the wayside. The enemy will not make a mincemeat of us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, I'll encourage you to do a few things. One, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is very easily understandable for many people. Read it and then do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Again, you cannot just confess your sins. You need to forsake those sins. Your life has to change when you give your life to Christ. It's not just the prayer you pray. It's much more than that. There is a change of life that accompanies true salvation. So read the word of God. You can start from the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. but read the Bible and obey it. Second thing you need to do is listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It talks about the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It will tell you specific things that need to be done to grow in your walk with God. And then the third thing you should do is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. A Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, unadulterated word of God is preached. There are many places all over the world that call themselves church, and they do not preach the true word of God. They do not rightly divide the word of truth. They try to preach a word that will appeal to itching ears. They try to preach a word that people will listen to and say, okay. They preach that agreement word, that word that will get the congregation to agree with them. That's not a place you want to be. That is not a place you want to be. You want to go to a place where you will hear the true word of God. It will convict you, but it will also save your soul. So find a true Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But find a place, commune with other believers, read the word of God, obey it. Continue to listen to this podcast, and the Lord will bless you. Thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. God bless you. Shalom.